You gotta love football season. The hits, the INTs, and the touchdowns. Now you can follow the Denver Broncos with Comcast On Demand Channel 1. Just click on the Sports and Fitness category, then find NFL Network and select Broncos Zone for the Mike Shanahan Show, Broncos Classics, and more on your favorite NFL team. You can play, pause, and rewind all of the programs for free with your Comcast digital cable subscription. Find the Denver Broncos with the NFL Network On Demand and Comcast.
Definitely. I feel like just being a rookie, I wouldn't have no one to learn from if I was just me, you know what I mean? So being him coming in, I can pull a lot of stuff from his game, just learn a lot and maximize my game.
And Mike, last year it seemed like it was an open competition. Now you give Henry all the money, and it doesn't seem like it's an open competition. Is that fair to say, or what's your attitude about that?
I don't know what everybody else thinks, but I know I'm not going with the attitude like that. So I go out there and work like I'm number one every day, and that's how I prepared last year, and it helped me out a lot, so I'm going on with the same attitude, regardless of what anybody else thinks.
For a guy who admired Terrell Davis growing up, what does it mean to you to have his number now?
It means a lot, you know, but I think people place too much significance on it because the number's not going to make me play any better, but I did grow up watching him, and it just basically completes what I wanted to do, you know what I mean? So it is special to me, but it's not going to mean anything if I don't go out there and perform, so.
So what means more, 30 or was it 10,000? What was the other number?
Either or, it doesn't.
did it cost you? Or?
I don't think I'm allowed to say.
I think you could have done better because he was throwing bills around.
You guys can ask him.
He was talking some serious bucks.
You got any taxes on it?
I don't know.
Mike, was there any emotional kind of roller coaster after Tatum's traded? It looks like, you know, you're number one on depth chart for a while, and then Trios is signed. Is there any kind of, you know, getting your hopes up? And then
no, I knew they were going to bring someone in. Right. Just common knowledge. I didn't. Who, if they didn't, then it would just be me, and I really have no experience. You know, I didn't start last year. I really don't have no experience, so they had to bring some type of veteran in. So that has experience, and he's really experienced, and he played well wherever he was.
You got a lot of new parts here. How tough do you think that's going to be getting everybody in? Got Graham in, new quarterback. I mean, obviously you played a few games last year, Travis. And there's a lot of new offensive players, a couple offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. You think it's going to take a while?
No, I don't think so. I think the coaches did a good job bringing the guys in, and I think that they got them because they fit the system, you know what I mean? And I think that they're all great players, and I think they're going to learn fast and pick it up.
Have you talked to Travis at all?
We work out together every day.
Yeah? What's that like? I mean, what is he, what
does he say to you? We just have a regular conversation. He's like a regular person. He treats me like a regular person. I treat him like a regular person.
Was that number something you requested, or did they just give you that number?
Well, there wasn't too much to choose from. It was pretty much a choice from two numbers, and so I went with 30.
Did you think twice about it? And just knowing, because it's just a number, but because of the history there, you know the history. Not that you have to live up to it, but there's something there.
The only thing I didn't want to make it, if I get the number, I didn't want to make it clean. I was trying to erase anything that he accomplished, you know what I mean? So that's the only thing that was in the back of my head. I didn't want to make it seem like I'm trying to overshadow him because he was a great player, and I probably, it would be hard to even live up to what he did, but it's just a number.
You talked to Terrell, is that correct?
My marketing guy talked to him for me, and he asked permission for me.
And he didn't have a problem with it?
Mm-mm. He said no problem at all.
You didn't ask for $10,000?
No.
He said as long as you score a touchdown, salute me.
Yeah.
You said when we broke up for the season that one of the things you want to do this offseason was work on your speed a little bit. Have you done that? What have you done this offseason different, if anything?
I just worked out hard, you know what I mean? I came to the conclusion, man, that I'm probably never going to be the fastest guy. I continue to work hard and continue to work on my quickness and work on, like, the little intangibles of keeping my balance. But I look around the league and I don't see no 4-3 guys. Not all the running backs in the league are 4-3 guys. It's a game of angles and playing smart and wasted steps. And I think if I take out a lot of the wasted steps, it'll just make me run faster. So I think that just comes with experience. Oops.
We can't find you.
Well, at least if it's yours.
Sorry about that.
Shanahan is here.
But you were so good
close to the goal line and kind of frustrated with San Francisco.
Yeah.
Do you think about that a lot? What maybe went wrong in that game?
I did for a while, but then I just had to let it go and move on.
You said before about taking the attitude of, you know, carrying yourself as a number one guy, competing with Trouts. How tough is that, though, knowing the politics? And, you know, they gave him a lot of money. I mean, Foxworth going through the same thing. He says he wants to compete with Drake Lye, but yet, you know, to get Drake Lye $33 million. How tough is it to keep that attitude when you know that Travis got all that money and you're good for him?
Well, I've sort of been in the situation my entire life of playing football, so I'm just going to continue to work hard and do everything that I can do and then put everything else in God's hand, then whatever happens, happens. That's what it's supposed to be.
When you look at the moves this team's made offensively, what comes to mind now about, you know, what this offense can accomplish? I know a lot of people are disappointed with the way, as a whole, the offense performed last year.
I think that they did a good drive making a lot of improvements, and I think that if we work hard and do all the right things, that the sky's the limit.
You guys good?
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it.